You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and streaming on the web over at khum.com. Right now, I am super excited to be sitting here with Daniela Vargas. Daniela, we're going to talk about the Arcata City Council meeting and about how they're talking about sanctuary cities coming up tomorrow. Why are you interested in this? Why are you the person to talk to about this?
I am actually not only acting as the secretary for Centro del Pueblo, but I am also the sanctuary's committee chair. And that means that I've kind of taken on this big monster of, trying to pursue sanctuary cities. And, you know, right now there's a lot of legislation going on here locally, but also statewide and, you know, on the broader scale of the national conversation of sanctuary cities. But we are really looking to make Humboldt County an area that is safe for the Latinx community. I myself am an immigrant, but I'm very privileged to be a double citizen. So I want to try and use my privilege as much as I can to help my community out.
Of course. And that's really awesome that you're in a great position in order to do that. And yeah, here in California, just today, they were talking about the House bill.
Yeah, that's SB 54. Essentially, what that bill entails is that local law enforcement, California law enforcement, will not give any data sharing to ICE. And that's very just imperative for the safety of our undocumented community. There's a lot of fear to just, you know, call the police if, you know, something happens. And no human should be afraid to pursue their own safeness. So it's important to kind of draw these lines so that we can keep our community safe. And it has been statistically shown that sanctuary cities are safer places to live in.
It's always been interesting to me because this is a country that was built on immigration.
I definitely believe that there's a bit of cognizant dissonance that goes on there sometimes. You know, we've had so many generations. It's a piece of chicken. I know that he's going
to keep. Daffy's all about the chicken.
Oh, yeah. He's determined.
I think. How old is Duffy?
He just turned 4 years old on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. Aww, such a cutie. Leonidas is more like 10 or 12. I adopted him, so he's an old boy.
Such a gentle soul. Yeah. Yeah.
So you want to move on and talk about the dynamics within the community?
Yeah. As a general rule that I've learned in Humboldt County, it's that you read the Lost Coast Outpost, but you don't read the comments. And when I read the comments, it kind of drives me further to work harder and strive for more within this organization and for this community. A lot of people come here with this American dream that we're told. And when I see the kind of comments that I do on the Lost Coast Outpost about towards immigration and undocumented immigrants, it makes me feel like some people may not understand the different dynamics that are at play that lead to undocumented immigration. And I just want this community to thrive a little bit more in harmony. And I think by pushing for a sanctuary city, we might be able to strive for a little bit more understanding between each other.
Just to help other people understand that might not right now, what are some of the reasons why?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't consider, I'm talking from the perspective of Mexico. I am from Mexico. A lot of people don't really understand the dynamics of how our government works in Mexico, and it's not easy. So if you're someone that is already in poverty, to get money just to get to the bus, to get to a governmental building, to be standing in line, to be paying the fees to get a visa, those kinds of things, they're not accessible. They're just simply not accessible in Mexico. And I do believe in the greater Latin American part. So when, you know, people come here undocumented, they're doing it because they are striving to survive. They're doing it because they need to do it.
And it's really hard to get in this country legally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, again, I come from a very privileged opportunity that I came here with a visa and a green card in hand. And not everybody has that privilege. Not everybody has that privilege. And I'm just hoping for there to be, like I said, just a little bit more understanding that, you know, nobody's here to take jobs. Nobody's here to do anything. I mean, well, I understand that, you know, crime does happen, but for the most part, they just want a better life. That's all it is. And I just wish that we could share this country a little bit more, but the political rhetoric has just been so polarizing and so heated that it's just a very difficult situation. I mean, for me, it's just hard for me to elaborate, honestly. I am always at a loss for words.
Thank you very much for elaborating as much as you did. It does help bring things into perspective for people. And so this is why it's really important that people come on out and articulate their viewpoints over at the Arcata City Council meeting on Wednesday evening.
Yeah. So Wednesday night at 6 p.m. is when the Arcata City Council meets. And they will be considering a sanctuary city resolution. So it's not quite much of a, you know, teeth-grabbing kind of a legislation, but it is a start. And we need to take every small step and just thrive with it. So what we need is to have a lot of support, to have our allies there, and to have testimonies from people that are experiencing life undocumented if they feel comfortable, but also just all immigrants that are here in Humboldt County, so that we can attest to the fact that we want a more harmonious city. We want a place where everybody can feel safe.
Because could you imagine if somebody is like what I'm envisioning is if somebody is here illegally and they are in danger of their life or something happens, like maybe they're in a car crash, that would be a very scary situation, not feeling comfortable getting help in those situations.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're hoping for, is that we can just create a city where everybody can feel comfortable to get the help that they need.
Awesome. Sweet. Thank you so much. And once again, the meeting in Arcata is going to be happening at 6 p.m. coming up on Wednesday evening. And it's over at the Arcata City Council Chambers, which are really easy to find. If you just drive up F Street, it's right there on the right.
Yeah, like right across the street from the Coast Central Bank.
Right. And you're listening to KHAM. We'll be back right after this short break. And this interview will be up over at KHAM.com shortly as well.